Yiduchim by Chazoras Hashatz, that's Hakrovus Karbanas Tiba. And Yiduchim by Shachris and Musaf, that's Minam Tari, you're only obligated to Duchim once a day. And the Rabban, the Yomachayv, the Kwanim, to Duchim a second time in the day in Musaf, in Nilo. But in Mincha, not because of Loipuk, another day, if it wouldn't be a Tonis, there'll be a Chasha Shikris. Mishum, the Shchicha Shikris, Bos Yisho, Shem Yehe HaKoyin Shikris. Because of the Mincha Shal Tainis, or the Mincha Shal Yom. That's the Machlokes HaTanoim. We pass when it's a leitluk. Avu betaynis she'em bo nila. But the Gemara says hashda b'zmanas that we do duchen. B'zmanas that we do duchen by nila. So the Gemara says the reason why I hold the tefillas amincha samach l'shkiyas achama he doyma the tefillas nila ve'ena mischalefes b'mincha shoshayim. There is no leitluk. Yeah, but that's only if you duchen. That's only if you daven the mincha late in the afternoon. That's the problem in Eretz Yisrael and all the yeshivas. They daven mincha gdoila on a tainis, and the Chazanish said you should still do it. So many disagree. I think most disagreed with Chazanish. But even when you daven on when the NCSY group is in Eretz Yisrael on Shivas of the Tamils, I don't think they duchen by mincha. They duchen by shakras and musa on a regular Shabbos or Shchayit, but you don't duchen by mincha. You don't follow the Chazanish. What? The Gemara in Shulchan Aruch just quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says, since you daven so late, so it looks like Nila, so there is no leitluk to Mincha. So the Pashta says, if you daven in Mincha early, then you go back to the din of the Tanoim. It is a leitluk. Yeah. Chazanish said, no, the Gemara says that Bizmanas are viduchim by Mincha, so viduchim by Mincha. No. Okay, that's a general issue. And you have a din in the Gemara, that's for a certain reason. What do you do in a situation where the reason doesn't apply? Does the din still apply or not? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So this one is difficult. Meaning Shabbanu, find his bud that you only do in Musaf on Yom Kippur. What if he went up to Duchen? So you should tell him not allowed to Duchen because we mach like Satan and Paschal, not allowed to. It says Kevin Shadov Yadua Shein Sham Shikras Harizan. It says Kapa Veim Arid and my son of Nei Achashad Shaliyom or Pasul Hu Lekach Aridu. You should let him duchen. You should let him duchen. Lachain B'diavad if you're not, you let him duchen. Lachain Omer B'mincha Yom Kippur and Lekain Lekay B'seinu Afalgav the Ein Roy B'Nesia Skapai Alatay Nesibur. Why do you say Sim Shalom? On a time to see but the mincha because you have you say Sim Shalom when you have duchen. You say Sim Shalom when you're allowed to have duchen. The Rama says that you say Sim Shalom on Shabbos afternoon also to mincha because you have Kriyas Atzeret. He brought Penach on the Satanon to Reshchaim Yom. According to the Rama's meaning that you say that's what the Yekis do. They say Sim Shalom Shabbos afternoon to mincha because you have Kriyas Atzeret. But according to those who say Shalom Rav and Shabbos afternoon, so you only say Sim Shalom when you're able to duchen. So how can you say him on the time of Sibu, why do you say Sim Shalom? So he says, because b'di'evet, emolo lo yerik. If a claim will go up to duchen, so you won't ask him to go down. If we go to duchen, let's say, mincha on a regular day, not on a time of Sibu, we will not let him duchen. We won't be afraid that people will think haridu because he's possible. No, mincha you don't duchen. Mincha on a time of Sibu, machloj is atanoim. So you should have been obligated, should have duchen, but we don't let you because of the leitluk. So then, emol ala yerik. So duchen ame b'mincha v'keinu k'vaseinu. Avagav teinu roi l'nusiyas kapayim v'kam kam hoil v'emol ala yerik mikri tzas roi v'chein nogim emdinas elo af al pi sheyesh chokin. Oh, this has the meaning that you don't say l'keinu k'vaseinu. What's kuf lamed? Man d'chaza chelma, person had a dream of the other, ma'i chaza, he doesn't know what he dreamt. Nekin kam ikani m'shosh shalim v'duch v'neim hachi b'n shaloylam Ani shalach, achalamosu shalach, v'chulei. The Gemara has the halush. Only if he does remember the other, my chazah, what if he remembers the dream? So he shouldn't say this. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Beis. Doesn't mean he doesn't know, he doesn't remember the dream. Lo yada, itavahu ibishah. He doesn't know whether the dream is good news or bad news. He doesn't know what direction. So then he should say this to you, even if he does remember. What if he didn't have any dreams at all? Here's in Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah talks about which should you say first. Which one should you ask first? Should you ask first? And then ask for yourself. You should ask first, yes, be shechalamti al atzmi, and shechalamti al achim. Let's see, I'm going to have a chasm, tzachlam, ben shechalam, shechalamti al achim. First, ben shechalam, shechalamti al atzmi. First, you should be mispalef hachem, and then mispalef yisad. Avol b'sidurim shalano, anuscha lahepach, tayde ben shechalamti al atzmi, ben shechalamti al achim. Chene hiskim el yo arabo, that the nusach that's printed in the city is correct. Kos v'achrenim, she is saying with tefillah zu with palm rishon b'sish mereini. Second time you should say yuschaneini. Third time you should say v'sir tzeini. Yeah, that's because years ago they said the tefillah for the chalaim is all three times, as it says in the Gemara at the end of each pasuk. Now the chassidim put into the siddur a different tefillah that you say the third time. So what's going to be? You're not going to say v'sir tzeini. So now they added on b'sish mereini, b'schaneini, b'sir tzeini, both times, the first time and the second time. But those who are not chassidish, they don't say that the tefillah. So they should say each time the same tefillah for the chaloimus. The first time end off is b'sish mereini, the second time end off is b'schaneini, the third time end off is b'sir tzeini. Shabbos, there are two minhagim. Yeah, what do you say? In the end, it's a cut and dollar. She knows in Kapayim, Yom Shchalias b'Shabbos. You don't say Rabban Kavam. Then I'm a Tchinas b'Shabbos. Unless he had a Chalaim Rabbo, so later then you should say. In a tziv, in the Chuvis defends the meaning of Alojim. He said the meaning of Alojim was, he said the tefillah for the Chalaim is even on Shabbos. So he says, he quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. You're not allowed to say Tchinas on Shabbos. How do you say Zuneinu Parnaseinu Chalkaleinu and the Birchus Hamazon? So the Yishami answers that's the Teufas HaBrocha. Whoever is the text of the Brocha, not allowed to add on additional Trinus. Don't add on personal, private Trinus, but whatever is printed in the Nusach HaBrocha, those Trinus we do say. So this Ribbon Kol Ha'ilamim, this Ribbon Shalom, Bat HaChalaimus, this is in the middle of the Shmon Esra. Whatever is in the middle of the Shmon Esra is okay. Only Trina is after the Chutz, Michutz, Lushman Esri, you don't say. Trina is in the Lushman Esri, you do say. But that's not the common meaning. The common meaning is you don't say. On Shabbos, you don't say the Trina. You don't say the Trina, so the Tanim don't sing the Niggin. The only reason why they sing the long Niggin is to give everybody a chance to say the Tfila before they say Vichoneko.
But ideally, just the people duchening should say the tefillah, or the entire kehila should say the ribon kolonim.
No, on Shabbos nobody says. Meaning most places nobody says it, like the Mishnah Berurah says. The Kohanim never say. The Kohanim can't say. They're in the middle. They can't be mopsik in the middle. But the tzibur, the Gemara says the tzibur says this tefillah. So on Shabbos the meaning is that you don't say. Yeah.
Is that the same thing on Yom Tov also? Or?
No. On Yom Tov, you're not supposed to say Trinus, but it's more Chomer on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. We're more Makbid on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. I remember once there used to be a Rabbi Leo Lindman, used to be in Bernard Rebbe Grudge. So we once, a couple of times, we spent the summer together in the bungalow colony. Rabbi Parnas was there, Rabbi Moshe Yagid, Rabbi Chalap was there. It was all Wayu people. Mal Galinsky was there. He was the only one who wasn't Wayu. He's Lama Charusa with Chalap. So I remember Leo Lindman that summer was working on the Machzor. He was publishing something on the Machzor. He came up to me and he asked me, he doesn't understand, because my Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So you rearrange the piyutim, and you say, well, the same piyutim anyway. Just instead of saying it in some Machzor, I don't think in our Machzor we have it, so in some Machzor. Instead of saying it in Shachris, he's saying in Musaf, and there's a Musaf, he's saying Shachris. Why do you switch it? So I said, Rabbi Soloveitchik once made a comment on that. He said, I don't know which piyutim they are. He said, that's the din of Dabadov, Shalahei, Dibucha, Shal Shabbos, Ki Dibucha, Shal Kol. Even they're going to say all the piyutim anyway, but Shabbos should be different from Yom Tov, we should rearrange them. We should say them differently. He said, he looked, he didn't find anybody explained. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik explained. We're more makbin on Shabbos than on Yom Tov, When the tzibur says amen, everybody's going to say amen. So those who had a dream and are nervous about the dream, they should say they should say the tefillah. And when everybody screams that amen after the yishmerecha, the amen will go and his tefillah as well. V'iloi, what do you mean V'iloi? If the Kohanim don't give you a chance to say this tefillah, this is a very long tefillah. This is a very long tefillah. V'iloi, if there's not a chance, let him say a brief tefillah. Adev ha-mashach, ato sham, shim chasham, yotzen, chayim ha-rach, l'mishma ha-sham. Welcome Shain Olam the Duchen. Yeah. Let's say by us. We don't duchen every day. Yarma calls there Bishosh Ashliach Sibur. Omer Sim Shalom. Isaim Bahadushliach Sibur Shiana Akoholame. Yarma calls there. What do you mean Yarma calls there? What should he say? The Chaloimas? Or Adib Amor? Let's see. What's Zion Ches Tess? Lamadina Seinu. Yeah, on a normal day, only on Yom Tov Duchen Virusha, yeah, platform. Yom Kol Zeh B'Shal Pirush, Ribbon Kol Olam, yeah. Vim Gomer Ribbon, Kodim Shesim Shlech Tziva. Zeh Adib Amarim also. Kos Vachayim, Dein Lam, and Tfilis Merim, Chol Yom Yom, Kim, Shcholim Bar Balayla, yeah. You don't say, it doesn't make sense, here the last line on the page, the Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't make sense to say this Tfilim for the Cholam is every single day. What if he didn't have a dream? If he had a dream that night, so then he says, by us on Yontif, we only say from one Yontif to the other, so in the course of the, from Pesach till Shavuos, Mistami had a dream. Shavuos from the first day to the second day Yontif, he didn't have any dreams, so why should he say, then Taka should not say Ribbon Kol Olam. Shouldn't say Chalom Chalamti, Kishlo Chalom Klal, he can't tell a lie. I don't remember any dreams. I thought they say, no, everybody dreams, no? They say, everybody dreams. I don't remember any dreams. No, I said, if you don't have any dreams, you are Russia. I haven't had any dreams in 60 years. I don't remember any dreams. Big Russia. Okay. Tidim Abtachan. Eilad Abim Ein Tfilah L'Tfilah Sapayim. The Gemara says, yeah, it's a Gemara. You're not allowed to be Mapsik. Because the Gemara in Perek HaZohav tells the story that they put Rab Lezer in Cheirim. So he used to daven at home. So, and his wife was afraid the Rosh HaSanhedrin, who put him in Cheirim, Rabbi Gamliel was his brother-in-law, was his wife's brother. So the wife was afraid that her husband, Rabbi Lezer, is going to daven, and is going to daven to Hashem, that he should take revenge from his enemy, from the Rosh HaSanhedrin, put him in Cheirim. So she was afraid her brother's going to die. So every day she would make sure to be mapsik in between Shemana Esri, daven at home, to be mapsik in between Shemana Esri and Tachna. And one day she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and you don't say Tachnun. It turned out that she made a mistake. It was not Rosh Chodesh. And the husband said Tachnun. So that day his prayers were answered, and the brother-in-law died. Rabbi Gamliel died. So the moral of the story is that if you want your enemies to die, you shouldn't talk in between Shemana Esrei and Tachnun. You should say Tachnun. The Rambam Pshita is that Tachnun is Choyvo. You're obligated to say Tachnun, unless it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and so on. We don't follow the Rambam, because we leave out Tachnun every so often. Leave that Tachnun, Tu Bishvat, on other days. Yom Ha'atzmaut, we leave that, even though it's not sufficient cause. We follow the Shita Sagoyim, the two quotes, the Gadim hold that Tachnun is a Rishus. That's why the Hasidim, they leave that down at Yard site, whatever. They leave that every so often. Yeah. But if you're saying Tachnun already, that strengthens the Tefillah, and that's provided that you don't talk in the Dabi Bein Tefillah and the Tefillah Sachbaik. Shinofal Apon Nogal Hatas Al Tzad Smol. Why? Because you have the tefillin on the right side. What's wrong? Why? What is saying? Mishnah Berurah Dala Fisha Matzim Shadim is Bal Shechina Meiminu. Oh. If you're facing the Shechina, so the Shechina is facing you, so the right side of the Shechina is on your left. So you should fall Tachnun to your left, because that's the right side of the Shechina. Shem Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. Nimtz Geshu. Muta al smol upon of klapi shchina v'imhoya muta al yad yimina hoya lehepach leitochen lev elias achori upon of klapi adoina. What is this? What did he say? Fisha matzina kshehodem ispala shchina miyimino shenem Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha. The shchina is to your right. I thought they're facing the shchina. Nim gushum muta al smolo. If you lean on your left arm, panav klapi shchina. Hoya matal yad yamino hoya lahetach. Achori panav klapi adon. I didn't get this. Isn't it faket? Ah, How is that? Hashem tzilcha al yad yamenechev. The Shechina is to my right, so I should do nefilas apayim to the Shechina on the right side. How does he? Nimskim shu muta al smolo. When you lean on your left arm, panav klapi Shechina. How is that so? Imhoya muta al yad yaminai. Oh, you're lahepach. They're talking about the sachori panav. I don't understand what this means at all. I don't know what it means. Atas al tzad smol. What does the bir alocha say? Inyan ha hatoya hum yishum de bimeim hoyanogim lipo al pinehim arzo al aritz. But he used to do mamish nefilas apayim, like we do on Yom Kippur, to kneel on the floor. Some of the Svaridim still do like that. No, in America they also do like that. In Eretz Yisrael once in a while, you see a Svaridim. Rabbi Arusi, he lays down on the floor every time he says Tachnam. Shum hochi ho yitzich midin ulahatus alechad me'ans dodim shalai hei nire ki mishtach vada evan maske shehu asa min atur. Yeah, that's a Gemara Megillah. The chashash is maybe there's an evan maske, even though there's a carpet and even though there are wooden floors, maybe there's an evan maske below. So that's why we lean on the side, not to violate the Yisra of Evan Maskis. K'moshe Kosov calls other Kamon, B'sif Ches B'hagon, B'shem Hochi, Kamon Anogam Lahatas B'nefilason. We lean on the side. Yeah, V'amogen Avram L'kamon, B'sif Kot M'chof, M'tzadeh, the Medina Tzorach HaToy B'nefilas Apayim. Amilosh and Harivosh, Loi Mash Mekein Lahamayin, L'fi Anira, Shalhoi L'fon of Sefer Harivosh, Rak Mash Ahetik, Meha B'is Yosef. So the Mogan Avram didn't have the Rivosh. So he misunderstood what it said in the Beis Yosef quoting the Rivosh. Therefore what? Dina Tzorach HaToy B'nefilas Apayim. V'loshen Rivosh, Loi Mash Mekein Lahamayim. V'chein Hatikum Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, Mash Yitzin Mogan Avram Ayin B'tur Atzalaymar, B'mesh Hebi Sham B'Shem Rabbeinu Nisim, Tzorach Shiyagbi Apanav L'mayla Min HaKarka Lach Kachevi D'Abay V'Rava, the mitzalei atzluye, they would lean on the side. That's the Gemara Megillah. When they did nefilas apayim, they would lean sideways, not to violate the iser evan maskus. Almadi lav hachi hoya osur, because of the evan maskus issue. Evshad agvos panim v'chalodom chashuv mo atzluye l'adam chashuv. I don't understand this, but the right side with the left side. I don't understand what the mechaber said here. What does Rambam say? V'yesh amid yesh lahatas al tzad yamin. Why dafka al tzad yamin? Ki ashchina neger ha'adam. You face him the shchina. Nimtza smol ha'shchina ki neger yamin. Kshehu mata al yamin. Ha'shchina ki neger yichavin. Smol la tachas l'roshi v'yiminu ati chabkeini. If you lean to the right, this is to the left of the shchina, because the shchina is ki neger do. V'heikre de binigis lahatas b'shachres k'sheyesh latfilin b'smolo atzad yamin m'shem kovet atfilin. Why is it a violation of kovet atfilin to lean on the tfilin when you say tachnu ba'arvis by minchem? He's not ma'arv. And a mincho k'shein lo atfilin b'smolo yate atzad smol. Ba'arvis v'atzalam l'atzad mincha. You don't say tachnu by ma'arv.
Normally you're supposed to lean on you're supposed to go to the left. You're supposed to go to the left, but by shachris, because you have tefillin on, you should go to the right.
Right, that's the Ramos says that meaning. The Mechaber says you always do hatoy on the left. Then the Ramos says some disagree, you always do hatoy to the right. And then he says the meaning is that we do a compromise. Sometimes to the right, sometimes to the left, depending whether you have tefillin on or you don't have tefillin on. Here the Mishnah Berurah Vav quotes that the minhag agro was you always do nefilas apayim on the left side, even if you have tefillin on. However, if you're davening in the Beis Medrash, in mispal Beis Medrash, v'elam dogim kohar amah mikam makom lasal l'shanas m'shim loisis gadim. You shouldn't do nefilas apayim like the gro if the rest of the people in the shul are doing like the amah. You shouldn't change the minhag. Think about the Soldier Gov is just to do like the gro, to do nefilas apayim on the, most of the time he did the minhag agro. But he used to do it not like the Mishnah, but he used to do it in the Beis Medrash, and everybody else was doing the Filas Apayim on the right side, he did on the left side. Yeah. I don't know. I think he felt that it's in my mind, it is also. on Chol HaMoed, all the kids wore tefillin. He didn't wear tefillin. I think he felt that, how can he be outvoted? How can it be? He's violating the min. What do you mean? I'm the rabbi here. So I think he felt that he can't be outvoted. They once printed in one of the Torah journals that they offered Rabbi Soloveitchik a position in Torah Vadas years ago, before he came to YU. So they asked him, how come he decided to go to YU? So he said, because in another yeshiva you have to follow the party line of the yeshiva. YU is a college, it has academic freedom, so you can do whatever you want. He wants to preserve his minhag. If he would go to another yeshiva, he'd have to follow all the minhagim of the yeshiva. He has academic freedom. Everybody can do whatever they want. Yeah. You say part of the tachnun in a filosapaim, and then you say part of the tachnun in a sitting position. Then you stand up and say manachnun la neida manas. So you stand up and you finish the tachnun in a standing position. Meaning pashut loyma manachnun la neida when you stand up. We've done all three forms of tefillah. We didn't feel us the pain. We did be yeshiva and anachna. We're going to say tchina ba'amida. We don't know what more we can do. Then you say chatzikadish. Say ashrei lam nesecha filivam she'enamim tachna amim lam natzeach. Yeah, levad berosh chodesh chanuk and purim there pesach el yom kippur tishba that you leave out lam natzeach. Okay, you leave out lam natzeach. We feel us the pain. Me yusha v'loy me umad. Yeah, feel us the pain. That's the shot. Let's say the sum is davening shmanes. So you're not supposed to sit down. Toch talam is the one is davening shmanes. So you should just say nefilas apayim in a standing position. You lean over. You stand and you lean over like this. So the Shulchan Aruch says nefilas apayim has to be miyush v'lo miyumah. But what if there's someone next to you saying shmanes? Then what do you do? Let's see.
What is it? Isn't when you're leaning against the wall, isn't that technically considered yushiv because you're not being, like, if you're being supported by...
It's not called amida. It's not called amida. I don't know. Let's see what he says in yud. Kasavet he says, Shatam aderach ha-kabbalah. Why you should say the tefillah sapayim in a sitting position? Where Yivosh kasav, ain't peyed. Yivosh said you can say tachnun in a standing position as long as you lean over. Kasavet ha-chenim, shas ha-tchat nukhulis machal ha-yivosh. Okay. Yishim tvilos v'tzoch lamen al-kav panik v'hilot al-ramas. Said the Mishnah Berurah Meikel. When you say Tachnun in a standing position, like the Rivosh. Another guy standing nearby, he's saying Shmon Esrei. So it's also to sit. So he says, then you rely on the Rivosh. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Who is he? Quotes Achrenim. Because Achrenim Shas Atchak. That's what he says. Because Achrenim Shas Atchak, you rely on the Yerush. Asolesh didn't think that made sense. He thought that you for sure have to say Nefilas Apayim Yushav. He didn't like that Yerush. No, no. Yeshem Adei Nefilas Apayim Bala Mokam Shesh Orem Yisei Fetar B'Techa. Abo below Zeh Omrim Tchino Beli Kisei Hapayim. Bechei No Hagim. Others do not have that meaning. Others do not have the minhag. So eventually, he had the minhag that you do the tefillah sapayim even when there is no sefer Torah. Others have the minhag if they are svarim, if they are printed svarim, then it's like a sefer Torah. Most have the minhag like the Ramah, that you only do in the Tefillah Sapayim if there is a Sefer Torah. But you don't need a Sefer Torah in that room, let's say in the other building. So you have the Beis Medrash has a Sefer Torah, and there's always a minyan in the side rooms, 101. So if the doors are open between 101 and the Beis Medrash, then you don't. Then you do in the Tefillah Sapayim in there. What if the doors are closed?
Or like up here with this, they have a minyan on the second floor. And I've seen it. I don't know if they always... people.
Yeah, when they daven mincha on the second floor. So are the doors open? Are the doors open? Let's see. What does it say in the Ramah? Chay noagim lechatzar beis haknesses ha-posuach beis haknesses ha-bishor sha-tzim mimspal ha-mos ha-fil yochad beis ha-metchina b'nifilu sapayim. Even if you're home, but you're davening together with... That's also called tefila b'tzibur. I'm davening. I live right across the street from the shul, or next door to the shul. And I hear that they're davening. There is a minyan in the shul. If there are not 10 people in the shul, five people in the shul, five people in the street, they're not mitzarfim to create a minyan. But if you have 10 people in the shul and you have a minyan, and they're davening through the tzibbus, even if people are davening in the street, or davening in their home next to the shul, are also considered tefillah b'tzibur. And they can do an tefillah sapayim, even though in their house there is no... They're davening with the tzibur, where the tzibur has a sefer Torah. What if it's pasuach, but now it happens to be closed? It is pasuach, but right now it's closed. Hainu, what does Mishnah Berurah write in Yigimel? Hainu, the beishem is pal b'chotzer havi pesach beis haknesses pasuach. If it's open now, luchaliris me also sad makom ha'orin havi kimis pal b'chotzer. Hashem kenim is pal b'chotzer b'tzodim achem. So let's say they're davening in 101 in the other building, they're davening mincha. Well, 101 has its own Aron Kodesh. Has its own Aron Kodesh. Let's say that 102, 103, whatever. It doesn't have its own Aron Kodesh. Even though it is, there are doors opening up, but the doors are closed. So if the doors are closed, then you don't do nefilas hapayim. Yeah, then you don't do nefilas hapayim. V'adinim hoya pesach beis haknesses no'u. The door is closed. Yeah. Let's say the people davening upstairs are not mitzvah. If you have five people downstairs, five people upstairs, there's two different rooms. But if you have 10 people downstairs,
this is considered two different rooms.
Yeah, sure. This is two different rooms. If you have, let's say. This Mishnah Berurah probably later. If you have, let's say, mechitza in the shul, you have five people on one side of the mechitza and five people on the other side. So Mishnah Berurah says it depends. If the mechitza is attached to the floor, then they're not mitzar from the dominion. The mechitza is portable, it's not attached to the floor. So then it's one room. Then I'll be in. It's one room that they are mitzar from the dominion.
How can you be yotze if you're in different? How could one be yotze with sibor if it's in different rooms?
Because you have 10 people davening in the Beis HaMedrash. You have Tefillah B'Tzibur, and I'm davening along with them in my house. So that's also called Tefillah B'Tzibur. So he says, if you have 10 people davening in shul, a guy davening outside simultaneously, the windows are open, then he does Nefilah Sapayim also, because he's joining and davening with the 10 people in the shul, and there is a safe term. Let's say a guy's davening Bechidus upstairs. Upstairs there is no safe term, but since you can see, from upstairs you can see the Aron Kodesh, so then you do nefilas hapayim. That's what he says.
Do you still have a status of the basic level?
Upstairs. Well, as a Beis HaMedrash is a higher level than a Beis HaKnesses. The Gemara says you're allowed to convert a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash, but you're not allowed to do the reverse, because a Beis HaMedrash is a higher level of kedusha.
So let's say this was a normal shul.
Yeah.
It had the same structure.
The women's section is biyuchad for davening, also Beis HaKnesses, but it's slightly lower level of kedusha than the men's section, because in the Beis HaMikdash, everything in the shul is mechuvin kenegad the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the women's section was Har HaBayis, and the men's section was Azara. Rashi writes in a few places in the Gemara, why didn't they endow the women's section with kedushas Azara? He said they didn't want to be matriarch, the women, they would have to stand all the time. Ein yeshiva b'Azara, malchei beis David levad. No one's allowed to sit in the Azara, even the Kohen Gadol not allowed to sit. Only the Melech and the Malchus Beis David is allowed to sit. So if the women's section would have been Kodesh B'Kushin Sazar, they would have to stand. Years ago, the women were either nursing or pregnant. So that's why many women don't fast on Shabbat Sabbatam or Sar B'Tavis, because, the former women, they don't fast because they really know. Either they were before Bas Mitzvah, or they don't fast, or they got married right away, and then they either became nursing and pregnant. So they never fasted. So they never remember fasting. Of course they never did. But then when they're 75 years old, they should start fasting already. Remember once we were going to Eretz Yisrael. It was the night before Shivasa the Tammuz. We were going to Eretz Yisrael for the summer. And then we were going to serve a meal on the plane. So I asked the stewardess if she could please service the meal early, because if she's going to serve it late, then we won't be able to eat, because it's going to be after Alos HaShach, you can't eat. So she said, okay. So she served us the meal early. Then she served the meal to the other. And there were Fruma women with chaitlin and everything. They were eating. Iftar lo sashach, they were eating. And they were in their 70s, these women. So the stewardess came up. She asked, how come those religious women are eating? So I said, maybe they're pregnant. They were 75 years old. They were pregnant. Years ago, they were pregnant. So that's the minute. That they were always either nursing or pregnant, so they never fell. Atzad Beis HaKnesses. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.